Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell. Nope, Cambo's not
here. I tricked you, I'm here. Classic prank.
I was like, where did Cambo go? I can't see him.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I do have that ability to go invisible.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, off to a flying start, Nelson, with that wonderful prank.
It was a great joke.
We may as well end the show there. Wait, thanks for
April
tuning
1st?
In. If you want to get That's onto not. Us, it's redditpodcast@gmail.com.
The end.
I'll read you later.
Glad we ended on a high. Anyway, what have you been up to this week, Kimber?
A fairly busy week, Nelson. Though I did have my my cousin's engagement.
Oh.
Which, aren't they bloody fun?
Cousins?
Yeah, you just, family events. See your nan.
Yeah, that's
true. She doesn't hear what you're trying to say, it's great. But something interesting happened. Mm-hmm. And I can talk about this because I don't think either of them listen. But have you ever had a partner get on suspiciously well with a member of your family? And you're immediately like, this is no good.
Really?
Yeah, because my girlfriend and my sister met for the first time and they just got on like a house on fire and they ran off and disappeared for the night and taking photos in the photo booth all night. And I'm just thinking, this can't be good.
No, that's, better. I thought you were going to be like, that was my brother.
Oh, yeah.
My brother and my girlfriend.
they're
in the photo booth all night. Yeah, sister.
Anyway, she's seeing him again next week.
Right. Yeah. Just, for coffee.
Yeah.
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah, it'll probably be fine. But it's just, I don't know, there's just something scary about it,
Yeah, they're plotting to, there's people that are too close to you together on both sides.
I don't like the idea of anyone talking about me when I'm not there.
Yeah. If there's anyone that could take me down.
Yeah.
It's the combination of my sister and my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. You should be worried.
Yeah, well, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, that's pretty crazy. No, I don't think I've had, I've had the opposite experience.
Oh, so they didn't get on.
Yeah. Where it's like, I had a girlfriend for years and then one of my girlfriends and my mum just... Not that they didn't get along, but my girlfriend never really wanted to go around to my place.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mum was just kind of not really... just ever accepting, you know?
Yeah,
I kind of just knew we'd never be together or something. Which I think part of the problem was her thinking that.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe I still would have been with this girl. Nah, I wouldn't. It was the one I broke up with on New Year's Eve. So.
Oh, yes. We have talked about that in a previous podcast.
Yeah. But then the funny thing was, because I think my mum knew that I knew.
Uh-huh.
She didn't particularly,
well, did she
love
ever
her.
Did she ever whisper
and
in
then,
your ear?
No, and then after it, she was like, as we were going to break up, she was like, I could tell she was trying to, in the family, she was coming over a little bit more, which she was, actually, towards the end of the breakup. And I was like, it was like my mum trying to comfort me, because I think she kind of felt guilty in the end that she might have had something to do with the breakup, because she was never accepting.
Do you think, because your mum's Italian, and they famously are very kind of, aren't they very protective of their children when it comes to stuff like that?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think she's that stereotypical, I think.
She is always cooking pasta.
When it comes to food, don't you worry. I will never starve a day in my life. I might overeat myself to death, but that's about it. There's some extremes in Italy with sons living to, because pretty much the tradition in Italy, it's probably changed now, don't fact check me, but it was basically the mother passes off the daughter, passes off the son to the wife, and they just, the son has this super easy transition.
Right.
He never has to do anything for himself.
So
no washing, no cleaning of anything. He doesn't have to cook for himself ever. It's just literally his mom does it, and he could be living with his mother until he's 30. And then, he gets married and then moves in with his wife.
And she goes to the new wife. Now you do everything I did to him.
Yeah, exactly. Man. That's what it is. It's like this weird culture.
Ooh.
But I can
see... Hey, have it here first. Nelson thinks Italians are weird culture.
Damn straight. That's what I think of them.
Yeah, I mean, that was something I got up to this week. What about yourself, Nelson?
Well, I had a ruddy good week. Yeah. I was meant to go to a Bucks this weekend.
Oh, you did not?
No.
Oh.
Because instead I decided to get some food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
I was really sick. It is like, I think it's the worst type of sickness I've had.
Here's what you shouldn't have decided to do that.
In
hindsight.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing. Yeah. I mean, I was just like, oh, it could be fun. I'll lose a bit of weight. Which I did, by the way.
Get shredded for stereo.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping for. No, it was kind of funny, right? Because I was, I found that I was really quite delirious in this stage.
And then you got food poisoning.
In the worst part of the food poisoning stage, I was just delirious. I was just like talking to myself, just mumbling to myself. It's weird. I don't know how or why it happened. It's just I don't know. My brain just starts melting down and talking to myself. And so it was funny because I really was weighing myself. Like shortly after I'd throw up, I'd be like, ugh, and then I'd feel way better. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to weigh myself.
and then you got depressed again.
So there was like, oh, I lost like a kilo from throwing up. That's pretty impressive. But no.
So would you recommend it as a weight loss strategy?
No, I've put it all back on already. Yeah. I mean, short term.
Maybe just before a date.
Yeah, that's right. But look, take a mint.
You've got a date tomorrow. Eat some bad food. Vomit your guts out. Then you'll look real trim. Yeah.
No, you want like a 2-day probably period beforehand. Because well, it lasted a while. Because this is actually on the Thursday night. That's why I couldn't go to the Bucks all week. I probably maybe could have gone on the Saturday at some point. But I was
it's a longer Bucks.
It was like a weekend thing. It was like Friday night to Sunday.
Though that's not the most extreme Bucks we've been invited to. You and I both got invited to one overseas.
Which I know.
I don't think financially either is in a place to do it.
It's great. Like, thanks for the thought, but...
Oh, yeah, it's very, very sweet.
But now I'm just like, no, you guys are going to be having so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be thinking about it. Then we're going to Oktoberfest. That'd be great.
I love beer, Nelson.
Yeah, that's true.
It's my fest with my people.
That's true. I'm going for the Kransky. That's what I want. All right.
Also, hopefully this audio quality is good. We're recording in a different location this week.
Yeah.
A bit of a more open room. So if it's a little echoey, we apologize.
I think it's a little bit more echoey. I can hear in my ears. Wow. But that's where I normally hear.
Apologies in advance. If it is a little echoey, bear with this. The content will be double as good.
Double as good.
Oh, wait. We shouldn't promise anything, should we? Because then when it's a lackluster episode, they'll have this bit that they... We'll let it out.
No. All right. Reddit on Reddit. This is by Green Sodium. By the way, actually, just before I get to this, I realized...
Mm-hmm.
That I forgot to credit a Reddit last week.
Oh.
I'm not going to. I just thought about you.
They know.
Yeah.
Or they don't.
No, they don't. Because the funny thing was, like, I realized when I was typing the thing to the people, being like, hey, thanks for your comment.
Yep.
And there was one guy, I was like, I'm 100% sure that I didn't say this guy's name. And I went back to the episode. I was like, oop, I didn't.
Well.
And I was like, oh, do I tell him? And
well, perhaps if the listeners work out who it is, you shut up about it. You don't tell them.
Exactly. Well, they couldn't. They don't know who it is.
Ah, yes.
Oh, well, you could try and find the thread. And
no, shut up.
Okay, anyway. This is by Green Sodium.
Just say it again. Just so they definitely know we've credited them.
Definitely Green Sodium.
Yes.
Okay. Man who fed cat to dogs ordered to clean Dubai Zoo for 90 days.
What?
That's right.
Wait, don't.
Man.
Yep. Man. Got, yep. Man.
Person. Man.
Yep.
Who fed cat to dogs.
Okay, stop.
It's just what you wanted to check. Yep. Good.
Okay. So I'm with it so far. A man.
Yep.
Fed a cat.
Yep.
To a dog.
Yep.
All right, go
dogs,
on.
Plural.
Oh, that's worse. Okay.
Is it?
Well, because one cat?
No. Dogs, plural. One cat, two dogs, plural.
I'm saying that's worse because then the cat has definitely been like torn.
I we'll get into this. Anyway, okay. I'm ordered to clean Dubai Zoo for 90 days.
Okay, stop.
Well, that was the end.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, so, I would like your thoughts on this.
My immediate feelings are confusion.
Okay.
Curiosity.
Mm.
But that killed the cat. Yeah. Well, no, the dogs killed the cat.
Yeah. No, the man killed the cat.
Okay, so did you just read the headline or did you read the article?
Can't be.
What did you take me for? Well, because I had questions and I thought you might know the answer.
But I specifically told you just like 2 weeks ago that I would never, ever click on her link again because it ruined it. If I click on this one, it's probably like, just a joke. And then that would be boring. And then we'd be like, guess we can't talk about that anymore. Yeah.
All right. So we, in many ways, are the problem with the media when we don't look into a story and just put it out there.
It's not like we're trying to incite violence through it or anything.
Not the only information I want, but I wonder if the cat was alive when it was fed to the dogs.
I'm assuming
that
it was dead.
Does make it worse. It's already bad, but it does make it worse.
Okay. I'm assuming that it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Guys just like killed a cat.
See, because if you didn't read the article, because I have all these questions now and you can't answer
them. No, I will. Okay. They definitely cat was dead.
Did he work at the zoo or did he just do it in the zoo?
No, it's just community. So it wasn't at the zoo at all. This was just the punishment.
Wait,
that's definitely a fact.
He fed a cat to some dogs and they said, put him with more animals.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're right.
Keep him away from the zoo.
Yeah.
I want to feed animals other than those two. Yeah, well, enjoy that working at the zoo. Let's see you try it. Wait, he could. There's lions there.
You might feed the lions to the emus.
That's the dumbest community service I've ever heard.
No, it's maybe like, you learn to love animals.
No, he won't. It's like being like, you know, you diddled kids, did you? Let's see how many you can diddle working in a primary school. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Let's see how many you can diddle. Anyway.
Sorry.
Okay. That's just really funny. Okay, so.
I'm saying that the punishment, it does fit the crime.
In a dumb way. Yeah. It's like those. It's like when a father catches their son or daughter smoking.
Yeah,
it's like,
you'll smoke the holes.
You'll kill all the animals. Okay, so I have a controversial point of view on this, right?
Okay, yeah.
So a lot of people have been like, some people saying, oh, wait, so I did click on the comments. I didn't click on the link, but I clicked on the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people are like, you know, really good that they didn't just send him to prison because it's overcrowding and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, well, I thought it would be a more harsh crime. I am assuming the cat was dead, right?
Depends whether he killed the cat as well or whether he found a dead cat.
I'm assuming that he killed the cat and then fed it the dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that so bad, Cambo? Like, legitimately, right? We kill animals all the time for our own sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so is it really that bad that he's killed a cat? It's only because of our emotional connection to a cat that it is a pet.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the difference?
The difference is, I think, that he was obviously doing it for some kind of weird, twisted way. He wasn't like, I can't afford dog food, I'll kill this cat so they can get going. He obviously had some kind of twisted enjoyment. And that's the bit that's eerie.
I suppose it depends, like, was the cat somebody else's property?
Did the cat volunteer?
Exactly. could be euthanasia. Yeah, maybe it was, you know, there just was that weird really thing sick.
Where some cannibal found a guy on like Craigslist to
I've heard
it was that kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I was just sort of thinking, I was like, look, if it's not somebody's pet, if it's like a stray cat,
mm-hmm.
I don't see the harm in that being just like a, it's like chickens as well. You can yep. just literally compare it to chickens.
Yeah.
People have chickens in their mm-hmm. backyard, mm-hmm. you know, grow them up, kill them, mm-hmm. feed them to mm-hmm. themselves and probably their pets.
Yeah.
Is this really such a bad crime? Assuming it's not somebody's pet.
It depends on a few things. Did he cook the cat? Because that might be bad for the dogs.
If they just cooked.
No, like if he just threw a corpse of a cat at some dogs and said, go at it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't think he was a trained professional is my point. So I think he did it for some kind of weird reason, which is kind of a bit iffy.
Yeah.
But then, like, how does he know that that's not bad for the dogs as well?
But then I guess that's kind of part of my point, right? Because people are like, well, you know, props for not sending him to prison.
Yeah.
Other people saying, should have been harsher, mm-hmm. maybe gone to prison.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, how is prison even in the question?
I think make him eat a bunch of cats.
Like, exactly. That's what I'm getting. That's actually what I wanted to get down to.
That is the, you like cigarettes, smoke a whole box of cigarettes.
Yeah.
You like cats, you know, I'll feed you a whole bunch of cats.
Sentenced to eat 35 cats. I don't know. I just think that it's actually sort of blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just an animal. We eat tons of animals.
Yep.
And it's just people getting maybe a little bit righteous about something that I don't think should be legitimate. It's weird, maybe a little bit weird, but yep. I don't know.
But
I'm okay with it.
Do you not see how it's a bit weird?
No, yeah, it is. It's a bit weird. It's a bit weird, but like, again, this
like
is
why did he want to do it is what I want to know. Like, what were his dogs starving and he was homeless and he caught a cat and he fed it? That I can understand more than if he was like some, you know, middle class guy that just had, he just wanted to kill a cat. He just, you know.
But even if it's not, even if it's just like, because my point is that it is just food, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's not that he's like, oh man, I really want to kill a cat. Uh-huh. He's just like, oh, I could kill that cat for food for my dogs.
Yeah.
It's just like, instead of buying meat, because he doesn't have to be poor, I think, to make that decision either.
Yeah, he does have to be weird though. Because I agree with you. Like, we kill animals all the time to eat, and I don't particularly have a problem with it. You know, neither of us are vegetarians.
Yeah.
It's kind of the circle of life.
Screw animals is what I say. Eat them all.
But I don't know. It's just, there's something weird about it that it's like dog food is so cheap.
Okay.
It's definitely much harder to kill a cat and feed it to a dog than it is to buy a tin of dog food and just feed it that way.
How do you know? Have you tried to kill a cat?
Yes.
Feed it to dogs?
If he wanted to be likable,
I imagine that's easier. You need a can opener.
If this guy wanted to be likable,
a tin of food.
you know, tin openers are expensive. If this guy wanted to be likable, he should have saved the cat. There's a screenwriting joke for you, Nelson.
Yeah, I think only we got that.
Yeah,
and it's not funny. okay, how about this though?
Yeah.
I know in China, probably other parts of the world, mm-hmm. they kill dogs for food.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I guess it also comes down to how humane it was as well. If you bashed its head in with a shoe or something, or you know, or did he very quickly kind of, you know?
But then again, like, is that even something that we can judge on? Because I can guarantee you, I've eaten pork from pig farms that are just pens and they can't move for days. I'm guaranteed you I've eaten that, and I'm not going to stop eating bacon because it could potentially come from something like that.
Yeah, and ignorance and is definitely bliss when it comes to that.
Like, exactly.
There's a documentary called Food Incorporated. Horrifying. Yeah, absolutely horrifying. Right.
And like, I am for... The one thing I will do is free-range chicken eggs. Yeah. I will make sure I do that and not caged ones.
But honestly, my main concern is the dogs. Because I love dogs so much that I don't want the dogs eating some weird feral cat and they could get sick. It's you know.
What if he, if he bred the cat for food for his dogs?
Mm-hmm. Well, if we had have known that, Like, no, if he had a
sorry, did I say what if? I meant he did.
Oh, he did. Okay, right.
Yeah, I just looked at it.
Yeah. So he started some kind of cat breeding, like you would a cow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Or I'm saying in China, do it to dogs. They probably actually, I imagine, they'd be like dog farms.
Yeah.
Just for,
in that case, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I've changed my mind. I'm fine with the whole thing. Kill more cats.
Yeah, that's right.
Feed them to other things.
Now, actually, the thing is, I like cats, so I'm like, oh, poor cat. But that's probably feral. Anyway. Okay. I have another one for you, Kimbo.
Okay.
Is
it just as controversial? I hope so.
Oh, well, now that you said that, because I actually have two, and one's kind of controversial, but something I know we agree with. Well, now I'm going to have to do this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that there are people that listen to us that are vegetarians, for which I apologize, but the whole last leg, it was probably you were probably screaming at your iPhone or whatever you listen on.
Saying, eat soybeans, goddammit!
And feed them to dogs!
Yeah, that's right. Anyway. But they're just antsy because they haven't had any meat.
Oh, this is going to be our most controversial episode ever.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. I have another one. Unvaccinated children will be banned from all childcare centres and preschools in Australia under plans announced by federal government. That was by Grep Nork. I hope I wrote that down right, and that's just not a weird way I've written his name. Grep Nork. But it's cool. Anyway, controversial, but I know I'm pretty sure we both agree with this.
Yeah.
And I think
vaccinations are a scam made by the government to profit. No,
exactly.
Of course, get your kids
and
vaccinated.
This just proves it because the government is trying to force people.
Yeah.
But the funny that's actually kind
they want
of
us
why
all to have autism.
It's actually kind of why I brought it up in the first place, right? Is because I think that there is that this so. For those who don't know, there are actually two sides of the anti-vaxxer stories, right? Mm-hmm. Some believe the bullshit claims about the autism.
Yes. And I know people that are autistic, and I find it super dumb that you think that someone with autism is somehow less.
Yeah.
And two, that it's so little proof.
And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like a weird insult in a way.
Anyway.
But the the other side of it is people like know that they go, okay, I know it's not, it doesn't cause autism, but I believe that it's the government trying to get us to spend more money, inject us with chemicals that we don't need, you know, and it's like this conspiracy theory about it's just like a money making scheme and oh, I don't need that bad stuff in my body, you know, that the government's forcing down our throats.
Yeah.
I think that's actually probably a majority, although the autism thing is just definitely because it's so ridiculous, I think, and there are people that do believe that that's, you know, why they don't get their kids vaccinated. That sort of holds precedent in the media. But I would be interested to know. I reckon if you did a poll of anti-vaxxers, I think, with no proof whatsoever, the majority is just more.
They think there's conspiracies.
Exactly. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
But I think this, this is so funny. I think it's a great idea. But the government just saying, hey, we're not going to give you benefits unless you pay for these vaccines. You know, it's kind of like, oh, you're not helping this.
Yeah, you're not helping the image yet.
Yeah. But I think it's a good point because there's just so many.
The thing that vaccines have on their side, though, is science.
Well, how good is science, though?
Yeah, it's true. Because faith is good.
Yeah,
exactly. Or having a hunch, that's also good.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, there is like, traceable proof that vaccines will help your body, you know, combat things.
That's what they want you to believe.
That's true, yeah.
Have you
the fake fact news
checked that yourself?
Not face-to-face. Oh, dear.
That's right. But you have fact-checked it.
Yeah.
I've looked at vaccines through a microscope using some lab rats.
Yeah.
And my findings are conclusive.
Yes. As we know, I'm a scientist.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, I think it's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but I don't think, it doesn't really solve the problem. I mean, I don't know what solves the problem. When you have people that, because I strongly believe that, hey, you can have whatever opinion you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever. that also implies that you can have a wrong opinion about vaccines.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a bad thing. It's one of those things where it can actually damage the people around you.
The problem is, again, you don't have to get yourself vaccinated if you don't believe in it or whatnot. But yeah, you can impact the life of somebody else by doing it. It's the same with like...
which I think is the point of this, essentially. It's saying like, okay, you can choose not to, but we're definitely not allowing our kids with your kids because we don't want our kids to die from, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, is a kid able to make that decision for himself? Because, you know, not always. Like, they're young. Mm. They're going to be influenced by their parents.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to kind of... It's the same with like Christian scientists. You know, their kid may have cancer, but they decide not to get treatment. They're going to pray.
Yeah.
But that's a fine decision for them to make for themselves, but you're then impacting the life of someone else.
Yeah.
Like how, it's a real tricky situation. And do we have a solution? Yes. Nelson's now going to explain our solution in detail.
Well, I've realized that prayer is the answer.
That's what we...
But...
I know that we've
You've been like, but wait, I heard that story about those people that prayed for their kid and it didn't work. But was there any sacrifices, Cambo?
Yeah, that's true.
No. Mm. The sacrifice is killing a cat, feeding it to a dog.
Because what you don't know is that guy that did that, his son is now completely disease-free.
Yeah. No more cancer.
Yeah. The devil's out of him.
Yeah. It was the devil all along.
I know that we may have bashed religion previously on this podcast, but we're all about it now.
But hey, facts are facts.
Yeah.
And that works.
And we didn't want any of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right.
That ought to get us some new listeners.
For sure.
Wow, subscriber things are going down.
How do we get negative subscribers? Anyway, all right, let's move on now to Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned. Let's play the intro to that.
Today I Learned. All right, Today I Learned. This is by Omra. In 2007, a married couple unknowingly cheated with each other online. They set up a date and were so disappointed with the revelation that they got divorced.
This is the Pina Colada song, essentially.
That's what I was thinking
except,
of, funnily
and
enough.
This helps me, because I've always had a gripe with that song.
Yeah.
If I had found out that my wife was also trying to cheat on me, and in the end of the song, they're like, well, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not. You were talking to some stranger live, and I was too. We're not happy, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And then his thing is like, oh, I never knew that you liked Pina Colada getting caught in the rain. Yeah, because you don't talk to your wife because you're not in love with her.
Exactly.
You guys should not be together.
It's not going to be fine anymore.
No.
It's like, well, that's the thing that I sort of thought that this was weird, right?
Yeah.
Especially the way that this person phrased the Today I Learned.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a date and were so disappointed with the revelation that they got divorced.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's like, that's not the most upsetting thing.
the revelation
of like, we were talking together the whole time. Man, that's the worst part of our relationship. Yeah. We're going to get divorced now.
This like, one untruth.
I know. I was like, the whole time.
Untruth. Lie. Sorry.
No, untruth. I don't know if you, but the Oxford Dictionary took out lie from the dictionary.
And replaced it with untruth.
Untruth.
Wait a minute. I just checked it. That's an untruth.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
It's just like, I think this scenario is hilarious because, I did read this one, but just this one. Okay. the guy was saying, oh, I can't believe my wife was saying such nice things to me over the Apple dating website, but was so mean to my face. And I just thought it'd be really funny, this sort of scenario where it's like, you have a fight with your wife and then like storm off into the other room and be like, just had another fight with the bitch.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, my husband's being a real arsehole right now.
They obviously must not have talked that much, because you would start putting the dots together. Like, oh, what do you do for a job? that's what my husband does.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your hobbies? My husband enjoys all those things.
Yeah.
You just had a fight. I just had a fight.
Yeah, I know.
Because they must not have talked much. It must have all been like pretty much. I would think that it must have escalated very quickly, like met online, been like, let's meet up.
I guess it must have been in a short period of time.
Otherwise, how dumb are you?
Like, yeah, that's right. But it still would have got to a point where his wife's saying nice things about him to him online. Yeah. I was like, well, that's pretty... You would still have to have quite a few... I reckon you need at least a week of conversation to be like, wow, this is such a lovely person. And then... I don't know. It's just
if it's
crazy.
One of us, about a year and a half before they want to meet us. Yeah, about a year and a half of complimenting them.
Yeah. From online.
Yeah, always online. Face to face, you're saying nothing.
Yeah. The other thing
you look
is,
at them. Look at them a lot. Don't say anything. And go home and go online and talk to them immediately. That's what they like.
Yeah, that's right. In this day and age, though, something's crazy. Actually, this happened in 2007. What are we? Oh, so that's 10 years ago. God damn.
Well,
doesn't that seem
so
weird?
That makes a little more sense. Because what I was wondering, right? Obviously, if you're kind of sexting online like there may have been, there's an application called Snapchat.
Yeah.
I've heard fantastic for sending genitals.
Yeah.
And could you imagine she got a photo and goes, oh, that looks familiar.
I've seen that about 5 years ago.
Is that my bathroom?
Yeah, that's right. Is that my nightgown?
And can you imagine, like the night that they met up, he goes, oh, honey, I'm just going out. She goes, oh, me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Take their separate cars, go along the road the same time.
Each other. Yeah. Like, one hangs back.
Yeah.
Just let the other one go forward. But my point was going to be, in this day and age, how are you not seeing the other person's face before you're meeting up with them?
Yeah,
it doesn't happen anymore.
No.
I don't think it's too much
technology. Yeah, because then, of course, it must have been a dating website 2007. Like, it wouldn't have been, your Tinder or any
still,
of that.
But still, wouldn't you think they would just be like...
They may have had the question mark over the face.
What? Yeah. But you don't talk to those people.
Or they're rocking bod. Well, it depends what you're after, doesn't it?
That's true.
It depends whether they're after a relationship. I think they weren't.
Yeah.
Being honest with you, Nelson, I think they're up to no good.
Mm.
I think they were going to do a bit of the make the beast with two backs,
What's that?
It means sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. For our younger listeners, I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. Just wanted to clarify for the younger listeners.
Yeah.
And if you are a younger listener.
Sorry.
You shouldn't be. should not be listening to this.
Sorry from now until infinity. That's what I'd like to say.
Get to their level. I like it.
Yeah.
Now into infinity, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
No takebacks.
No backsies. Okay, anyway, I thought that was funny. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, I have another one here.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Tokyo Sex Whale.
Yeah, good. That's a good one.
Yep. When Beethoven was challenged to an improvisation duel by one of his rivals named Steibelt, Beethoven took a piece of Steibelt's music, turned it upside down, played it, then improvised on that theme for over an hour. Hmm. And you'd feel pretty rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, sorry. Steibelt simply left halfway through. Was that how it ended? That's probably the worst.
Hmm.
Like, and I sort of imagine, right, like we know Beethoven now and his amazing music and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, we know him personally.
But yeah. But
well, hang on, Beethoven's calling.
Doesn't he know we do with the podcast on Monday? Buddy. Beethoven. Anyway.
And for a dog, that's impressive.
Do you know, in my mind, I was like, oh, I can make a dog joke. Oh, I don't know what it is. I'll just give up.
You said that. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. But like, it was a bad joke.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I was like,
this podcast wouldn't is full
stopped,
of bad jokes.
Wouldn't have stopped me if I had have thought of the correct bad joke. You just beat me to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point was...
Yep.
okay. So, I kind of imagine that, as it does, history gets twisted.
Yeah.
And, I could imagine that Beethoven was, good, but in a class of other people that were just as good, and his things had a little bit more success, sort of things like that. It's not like, like Elvis right? Yep. Huge major guy. But then you also know that Johnny Cash was around the same time, you know, and it was essentially just as good a musician. And in fact, you know, probably Elvis had the bit of an edge because of his risque dance moves and stuff like that.
Jokes on him, Johnny Cash lived longer.
Ah, got him. Yeah. But so I can imagine these sort of same thing going on in that period of time. But this, I think, is really funny because it kind of just proves, oh no, Beethoven was miles ahead of his rival and just like...
Yeah, but whenever I hear these things, like there's such a fantastical element to them that I try and imagine what the real event was like. Like, for instance, everyone knows Newton, apple on the head, gravity, right?
Yeah.
That's how it happened. But like the story is he was sitting under a tree, apple fell on his head, and he goes, why did that happen? And he started to formulate. But that never happened. His theory stated it would be like an apple falling from a tree.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit of story, isn't it? That he was sitting under the tree and it fell and he had that moment. Yeah. You know? And there's also a story of a painter that once painted something so good that the person that taught him painting just quit painting from then on out. But, I mean, they probably did quit painting, but probably not like right then and there. They probably tried again a few times and they eventually gave up. So, years stuff
after,
like this.
After their successful painting career, they gave up.
Yeah. Where they're probably just like, oh, you know, I've taught all I can, I'll retire. You know?
Yeah. So what do you reckon? Stabber was like, hey, Beethoven, your music sucks. And he goes, yeah, yours does. And then that was it.
Yes.
And Stabber walked away. That's
I
how
imagine
it
was like the Victorian equivalent of the rap battle at the end of 8 Mile.
Oh.
Instead of like hoodies and stuff, like padded wigs and stuff. But there's still like a guy with dreadlocks. They're like, all right. Settle.
And there's still the 8 Mile
in this corner.
Soundtrack.
Yeah. And then it goes. And then he goes. Everyone goes. Oh!
Oh no, he did it!
And then he, you know, lifts one half hand off the keyboard and turns it upside down. Everyone's going. Oh! Yeah. So I don't think.
And he starts saying all the insults about himself. Everyone's like, so what if a dog's name? Because I
that
think
film
back
hasn't
that time,
been made yet, and everyone's like, "What?" And then years later, everyone went, "Oh,
wow, he was really ahead of his time."
But yeah. I do love a story of a crazy genius. Like Mozart has a bunch of them as well. Apparently, absolute, crazy kind of ADHD, couldn't sit still, would always. Again, there was the famous story with Mozart and his rival as well.
Yep.
Where he tried to kill Mozart. They made the movie about it. Yeah, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Amadeus. They made a movie Amadeus about it.
All right.
Won a lot of Academy Awards, Nelson. You should know it.
Yeah.
Apparently also very historically inaccurate. But I love a crazy genius.
Because an apple Tesla. Fiddle on his head. And that's that's not even the right person.
He didn't discover gravity. Exactly. He didn't work out that theory. Discover gravity. Guys, you'll never guess what I found.
Check this out. It's gravity.
Everyone was floating around like, oh, you've ruined it now.
Yeah. It was so easy to get around. Yeah, we're all stuck on the ground. Thanks.
Sometimes I Moats think out. We sound like such idiots. Discover gravity. What an idiot I am.
No, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
He kind of just discovered the theory of gravity.
Yeah. Someone else had written it, he just discovered it. What's this under this tree? Apple fell on it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, this is an interesting theory. Yeah, sure. I'll run with it. Pretend
by
it was my own.
Mozart, hey?
That's funny.
Thought I couldn't bring it back around, but I did.
You did. That was good work. I'm impressed. All right. That's today, Alan.
Oh, that was quickie.
That was quickie.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do you want to just ramble for a little bit longer?
No, because the quality won't be there.
Yeah. I mean, it never is.
I mean, we definitely, if we're going to do something and we're not, it definitely shouldn't be padding.
Yeah.
Because the thing is about padding, Nelson. The thing is about padding.
Padding.
Is.
We definitely don't need padding. We always go over. It's actually
not,
ridiculous.
It's not great, is it, padding? I mean, no, let's move on.
All right. Going to move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, shower thoughts.
Okay.
Just to be clear, no more padding.
No more padding. If I hear you pad one more time.
I mean, I'm not going to pad, but if you're just going to pad.
I'm not going to pad, mate.
Well, then good.
I guess we both weren't pad.
We can edit this out if it's not long enough.
It's
anyway, if this remains in, we didn't have enough.
Do you know, I'm glad that we at least make each other laugh. Yeah. Everyone at home's like, oh, this padding joke is so bad.
Yeah. And they are, they're padding real bad.
Yeah.
How do you think people describe this show to other people? It's two idiots that just kind of make each other laugh.
They pad. For an entire episode. Anyway, all right. This show thought is by Let's Fizz.
Okay.
I love that the universal sign for save is still a floppy disk.
Yeah.
Live on, my friend. Live on.
Yeah, well, I read something very similar very many months ago, but they're saying it'll be weird when the generation of people don't know what that image represents. To them, that'll just be a save button.
I reckon that generation exists right now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a floppy disk in years.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously saved the show to a floppy disk.
Yeah. 27 of them.
Every segment is four floppy disks.
Exactly, yeah.
We shouldn't have padded. That's a floppy disk.
God damn it. Spending way too much money on floppy disks. Yeah, but it's just so crazy how, like... you know, that was the thing. That's how you saved stuff. Yeah. And USBs came in and it was way more efficient.
Yeah.
Was there anything actually between USBs? I mean, obviously there was like CDs, but...
Oh, yeah, just memorizing things. For a short period between floppy disk and USB, you just had to memorize everything in your head. Gotta memorize this whole document. Okay.
It's really sucked with like a resume or something.
Well, there was
What did I say?
There was a very brief window where people would burn things to disk all the time, even documents and whatnot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I never really caught on, and then
it was too inefficient because you couldn't write over it. Exactly. That was the problem.
But you could get rewritable disks, but they were expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
You had to get a CD burner. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, pirate games though for my PlayStation. That was the brilliant thing about having a CD-ROM. Now I don't even have a CD-ROM, I think, on any computer. Oh no, I've got it on my Mac.
Yeah, well, I remember when I brought my Mac a few years ago, I specifically got the one with the CD drive.
Yeah.
Have not used it.
I know, it's just like, no, it seems so funny, right? Yeah. It's a thing that like
what if I need to watch a DVD? I never watch DVDs, exactly. They're the worst.
In fact, funnily enough that we mentioned this, the very first computer I got was a Dell, and I got it, I saw an advertisement on...
You named it Adele.
Adele.
Yeah. I'm not stopping with the classic jokes, Nelson.
Don't ever. Yeah, good. Please don't stop. I meant please don't stop.
Yeah. Please don't, period, stop.
But when I got this Dell computer, I ordered it online. It was probably online, but I saw it on TV. Anyway, and you had to... it wasn't like the first computer in the world.
You didn't own that? Anyway, you bought a Dell.
I bought a Dell, and I specifically made sure that it had a floppy disk drive.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to need that.
Yeah. Gotta get my original DOS Prince of Persia on there.
Right. And so I had I think it even had a DVD burner.
Mm-hmm.
DVD burner, maybe two, even, I can't remember. Yeah. And then a floppy disk drive. And I just never use a floppy disk drive again. But it's the same sort of thing. It's like when you got your CD drive, you're like, no, I need a CD drive. Now you just don't anymore. Yeah.
And I was talking to someone just recently about what I think the new version of this is, which is the new MacBook. It doesn't have a lot of the plugs on the side.
Yeah.
And we were both talking about, you know, would you get a new MacBook? And we both agreed that we would, as long as we still had the old MacBook in case we needed any of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you'll find that once you get it, you probably don't use as many of them as you think. And you probably just leave the USB one in most of the time. Which
exactly.
Is
yeah. Yeah.
But we again, it's that weird security of being like, I know this is outdated.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but maybe just I should just case. Have it anyway. Yeah.
Funny illegal story I'd like to tell you.
Illegal, eh?
Well,
quick, let's change our names. Oh, your friend just entered. His name is Not Nelson.
Hey, it's me, Not Nelson.
Hey, Nelson has left for the moment.
Okay.
What did you do, Not Nelson?
What I did was when I created
is this your Not Nelson? I forgot the characters.
Computer. No, I'm Not Nelson.
Oh, good, yeah. Okay. But you are Nelson.
I'll tell you.
Oh, sorry.
When I created my newest computer,
yep.
I wanted to install Windows because I still had a CD drive, but I didn't install a CD drive on the computer because it's kind of, like we just said, pointless. So this was kind of the only flaw. And in fact, can I just say, public service announcement, Windows, if you're listening, and you are, can you start selling Windows on USB drives? Because it is, I don't think you can get them on USB. You can download them and then put it on a USB drive. Yep. But it's just like annoying. But they're still selling the CD drives versions in store. I was like, just do it in a USB.
That seems weird. But surely, just,
you'd think it'd be easy enough.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Though I guess if you have a brand new computer, you couldn't get it from the website unless you had Windows. Because you can obviously download it, like you said.
Okay, that's my point. It's kind of
Windows.
Yeah, idiots.
But Nelson agrees too.
So Nelson agrees. He poked his head in and said, "Yep, I agree." So then what happened? Oh, so then I got a I went to JB and got an external CD drive.
Yep.
And then bought that home, plugged it in, put the thing in, downloaded Windows, and then took it back. And said to the guy, "Hey, it didn't work." And he was like, "Oh, really?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, see, I'm building a computer and I needed to install Windows and I needed one that would plug and play."
Yep.
And this one wasn't plug and play. I needed to like install something on it, you know, but I couldn't do that because I didn't have any software on my computer to do that. And he was like, Oh, yeah. And he's like, "Oh, I'm not from this section, but, I know a bit about computers and I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. And no problem, we'll take this one back." But that made me feel really guilty because he was so nice about it.
Did he then go, "Oh, but we do have a plug and play"? And like, "Nah."
Yeah. Well, no,
I've decided I don't want one at all anymore. Yeah. This has been such a bad experience. Yeah. I'm going to Dick Smith.
Yeah. Dick Smith. Yeah. I knew that they only had this one. Anyway, so
you done your
research. There was no risk.
Like any good criminal, you've done your research.
Exactly.
You cased the joint.
Yeah, I knew where the cameras were. I was in a blind spot the entire time. He's like, "Why are you pacing up and down?" "Oh, no reason."
"Sir, pull your hood down." No, I don't want the cameras to see me.
Yeah.
Anyway. I had a weird refund thing just the other day. I had brought as a gift for someone one of the small marquee lights with their initials.
Right.
And it went with them, like they've got an on-off switch on the back. You pull a little tab out and you can use the switch. And when we pulled the tab out, it lit up even though it was off. So you just couldn't turn it off.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. So I got my receipt and everything and I went down to the store. And they just didn't check anything. I was like, "Oh, yeah, this is a bit faulty." They just like swapped it over and whatnot. And I kept having to be like, I've got proof.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of weird. Like it was just such an easy refund.
Do you know, that screams to me faulty product. That happens all the time.
Yeah. Like, and I was like, "Oh, this again."
Yeah exactly. I kind of think that's bad. But
obviously, I won't mention store because then we'll definitely bring them to their knees if we did. With our reach.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Everybody would know. Anyway, that was a shower thought. Would you like another one?
It's only one. Oh, God.
It was just
one. We shouldn't have padded.
That was pretty good. We padded a lot on that topic. That was just, I love that the universal sign for saying is still a floppy disk.
Yeah, I'd forgotten it.
Actually, I was going to say as well, just to pad further. I think, how about just the manila folder is for open, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think even that concept, although we still use manila folders, it's significantly less.
Yep.
And I could imagine that, you know, people would not even know what that is someday.
That's true.
Because everything is so digital now. It's just like, well, you'd be like, "Oh, there's a folder on the computer. Oh, it's just like, that's just the image they've chosen, you know?" It just doesn't.
And would, if you were to update an operating system, would you change the save logo to like a USB?
Nah,
floppy disk. Yeah,
floppy disk. All the way. All right. Here's another one for ya. This is by It's Your Pappy.
What's he doing on there?
Yeah, Peppy. Punishment for honesty is what makes us lie.
Yeah, that's true.
I think when I was younger, right, and I was a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, emo.
I cannot imagine you as an emo. I have seen a photo of you when you used to be in a band and you had longer hair.
Yeah, yeah. No, and
if I remember correctly, the band photo was in front of a trampoline that was flipped on its side as a backdrop.
And it was a pretty cool backdrop, can I just say?
You could say.
Anyway, the band was called 5x5, just so you know, which means loud and clear in radio communication talk.
Oh,
but also means all good by Faith, who was the Slayer in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She'd just say 5x5, meaning everything's cool. That's why we named it 5x5.
Maybe we'll get 5x5 to do our new theme songs.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We would still need to pay royalties because we just did covers, maybe.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Now, we did one. Anyway, that's not what
we're talking about. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
I was going to
say. That is why we lied. Yes. Oh, boy. Oh, so dear.
My point was,
yep,
back in my emo stage in school, and I used to write a bit of poetry and stuff, be a bit philosophical.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Just in many ways, think, though. Go, hmm. And one thing that I thought about a lot, and I actually even remember, I went to a website that's called like philosophy forums or something,
yep,
and people would just talk about philosophy. It was really interesting. I really liked it. And but one thing that I brought up was about, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, didn't think about that one, did you?
Yeah. The question that was hanging over everybody's head.
The whole time.
But one thing I remember bringing up was honesty. And I just found it really interesting that honesty is like such a weird thing, because if all of a sudden everybody in the world was just honest,
yep,
I reckon you'd just have such a better world.
Yeah. Right?
Because you don't, the only reason why, literally like this guy says, that people don't tell the truth is because it's being punished.
Yep.
And an untruth. As you say.
Yes.
And I just think, I don't know.
Yeah.
If we all just accepted, in fact, that's what I'm going to say. Listeners, somebody tells you the truth, makes you angry, something, just don't get angry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you
don't
go.
Punish the person.
Fundamentally change who you are.
Do exactly. Just let it go. Be like, hey, thanks for telling me the truth, Brady. Really appreciate it. Do that more often, in fact.
What do you think about lying by omission?
I think lying by omission is just as bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it probably depends on the circumstance of exactly what you're talking about.
Because I find that, I would more lie by omission than straight out lie, I think. So, if someone asks me something, I'll tell them the truth. But if they don't ask me, I probably just wouldn't tell them.
Yeah.
That's probably the lie I would do most commonly, is just not tell someone something.
What if somebody asked you something? This is via text message. They asked you something.
Yeah, no, look, I'm pretty honest to people.
And you know you're going to crush this person's feelings. I text message you and I say, hey, Cambo, what do you think of our podcast?
Yeah.
Right? And you're like... Oh,
and
man.
I lied.
And I was like, you're it's like, great. Well, well, that's the thing. Or... do you think you can use omission and just not reply?
No, though.
Because then that's bad too, right?
No, what I tend to do in a circumstance like that is I try and frame the negative in like, you know, oh, look, you could work on it or something like that. You know, like, you know, that I try and be optimistic with things like that. Like,
you could work on it. Yeah, okay.
Like, it's a...
I think that's fair enough.
Occasionally people show me their film and ask for my notes.
Yeah.
And I don't like giving notes that are, this is bad.
Yeah.
I like giving notes saying, oh, you know what you could do to improve that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if it was something like that, where people are asking for feedback and I didn't want to lie,
I
try and I don't think there's any use in tearing things down like that. I think there's only ever use in complimenting what you like and telling them what they might try rather than being, you did this bad.
Yeah.
So that bit, again, like, would that be lying by omission? I don't necessarily think it is.
Nah, probably not. No. It's probably, I think it's okay, the context of this, you know, like that humanity would be better if we all told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But if we all were able to admit, probably still would be better.
Okay.
So when, you know, your girlfriend is like, oh, hey, do you think I look really fat in this? And you go, do you know what looks even better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a question. You know what you might try, though, is that dress there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
There you go, boys.
It's a
free one for you.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't look fat in everything, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Put yourself in a corner. Do you know what would look great on you? A treadmill.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Use that one. Let's see how that goes. Right in. Tell us how that went.
Yeah.
Are you still in a relationship? Probably not. All right. Let's move on to Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Garvalan. What's a mildly convenient superpower you wish you had?
Oh, okay.
So not a superpower. Mm-hmm. Mildly convenient superpower. Yeah.
This used to be a game that we played at high school where we would create superheroes that were good, but only in very specific circumstances.
Okay, yeah.
And like the idea was you need to make, like, every superhero is useful. You need to make whatever the least useful one is.
Yeah, yeah.
And mine was, my superhero is very punctual.
Okay.
He would get there on time no matter what.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Could be a traffic jam.
I remember a friend of mine, I thought this was great. His superpower was he always had, I think we may have talked about this before, he always had the correct change.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was something that was like a convenience or something.
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like I've mentioned that before. Yeah,
I wrote that down as like a thing because I remember us talking about
his superpower. He always had the correct change. Another friend of mine, he could grow an inch and a half.
Yeah.
Just things like that. We're like, I guess that would help.
Sometimes.
But then...
if you needed to get on a roller coaster ride.
I remember when we came up with one. This is probably the most useful guy.
Yeah.
If he stood in a certain spot, he knew exactly what happened 24 hours ago in that exact spot to the range of a meter.
Right.
It would be useful. Okay. But he'd need to, like, if there was a bank robbery, he'd need to get there real quick and then wait around until exactly 24 hours ago. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I kind of see him now. Oh,
and then you'd have to like run around for him.
So it would be useful, but it would be quite inconvenient for him.
Yeah.
But it'd be useful for others.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. The only one that I thought of, really, was kind of two things, I guess. One was just always being able to remember where you put something. Because there's so many times where it's like, oh, man. In fact, I was just at my parents' place when I was sick on the weekend. And my brother, like, turned his room upside down because he was missing his keys.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd love to just... Oh, no, I just... Oh, I remember I just put them over there. You know, like, it's not really, like, a very great superpower, but that'd be so great.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a great superpower to always know what the weather's going to be and be able to dress appropriately all the time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
But in Melbourne, you would just...
You'd be wearing
multiple clothes, though, because you can't ever get the right clothing.
But imagine if you could. Imagine if that was your superpower.
Okay. I feel like it would be unique clothing. It wouldn't be anything you would see on a store shelf.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that doesn't exist. I've tried. You can't get away with it in Melbourne. Now, the other one I thought was just, never. It's sort of along the same lines, but just never forgetting anything. Because just this morning... I was meant to go to a lunch with a friend of the show, Vin. Maybe not friend anymore. And my old boss, Kerry. And I just woke up in the morning, just missed a call from Vin. I was like, oh, I was meant to go to a lunch today.
Speaking of Vin, I saw Vin recently and he told me that he was supposed to try and call you during a show.
Yeah,
because he called too early. He thought it was funny. When your mum did it a few weeks ago, he thought that's how he might get on the show. Yeah. Is to call you when it's recording, then he could be on the show.
But and I told him that I would definitely not answer if I saw it was him because I was like,
let's see if we can work out how podcasts work. Call now, and then when he hears this, he calls. Oh, no, that won't work.
Yeah. Oh well, we'll see.
It'll be an ongoing guessing game if he can guess. When we're recording, try and call.
He asked today, I was speaking to him, and asked when we were doing it. I said 10:30. No, it was afterwards, and I was like, hey, sorry about that. Anyway, I might be seeing you tomorrow to, make up for today.
I like he said might be seeing him, because you might sleep in.
Oh, I might sleep in. You want to make promises I can't keep?
In fact, we know he listens to the show. Take that as a warning.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Hopefully he listens to it.
Right away.
Yeah, tonight / early tomorrow morning. In fact, could you give me a call if you just to remind me? That'd be great.
When you, Finn, when you hear this bit of the show, call Nelson and let him know you heard it. Yeah. You heeded his warning.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Imagine if he's listening to it while he's waiting for you.
Damn it. Oh, should have gone. All right. Anyway, that was by Garvelin. Okay, I have another one.
Yeah.
This is by Send Drawing of Squid. I think it's a lot of people have like send something. It's normally like PM me nudes.
Yeah.
But there's something, there's some that are like PM me dudes.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Play on it. It's funny. Anyway, what quote are you known for by your friends?
Ooh. Well, I guess I'd have to defer to you.
Well, classic Cambo,
uh-huh.
Yabba dabba ding dong.
Yeah, that is classic me.
You do say that all the time.
Yeah, we normally edit it out. It's normally we go yabba dabba ding dong, then the theme song.
Yeah.
But for time,
well,
because of all the padding, we normally cut it out
as short as we can, really.
This is a finely edited show. Physically. We get rid of all the garbage and just leave the good stuff.
Can you imagine what the show would be with all that garbage?
Oh, God, it would be 3 hours long.
Exactly.
What phrase am I known for?
I know it's a tricky one, because I don't think that you say anything in particular, but I remembered one that I was known for from my family when I was a kid. I would have been like 5, 6, 7, something like that. Like, I was pretty young, and my dad asked me to do something like set the table or something stupid like that. And for one reason or another, I cracked the shits and I said, I have to do everything ever since I was born. And then that was just my phrase. And then from then on, my family was just, they'd give me crap. And they'd quote that line to me. Like, oh, I have to do everything ever since I was born. I was like, shut up. I did. Trust me, I was there when I was born.
So that was your, that was like, feed myself. Through your family, that was your catchphrase.
That was my catchphrase.
I have to do everything ever since I was born.
Yeah.
That's good. We should put that on a t-shirt. Yeah, we'll get a photo of you shrugging, like, you know, kind of giving the old, like, rolling of the eyes.
Yeah, that's right. But not on Redbubble, because, you know, we're banned from there now.
That's true. Made some enemies on that side. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember, actually, there was one with you that my brother pointed out, because he listens to the show sometimes. But he noticed that you say bullcrap a lot. Instead of saying bullshit. And he actually asked me, he's like, oh, is that because you can't swear? It's like, fuck no.
Yeah. We do swear. Well, we kind of avoid swearing, but we do sometimes swear.
Yeah, we'll bleep.
I think it's just, but like, when I've grown up, like, in my family, we never swore. Well, I'd always say bullcrap.
He asked me that. He's like, oh, does Nelson do that? I'm like, no, I think Nelson just says that. Like, it's just something that he says.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Bullcrap.
Yeah. My catchphrase is probably an answer, which someone's like, oh, is that movie any good? I'm like, nah.
Nah, classic Cambo. Yeah. Always saying,
let me tell you why. And they're like, oh.
Not again.
Surely
my catchphrase is read you later.
That's true. Mine too.
Now, yours is nothing. Yours
is listener, if you've noticed I say something a lot, write in and tell me.
We agree a lot with each other. Yes. I know that.
That's true.
Listen back on episodes. Yeah, I always say, yeah. As you're talking.
You know what
it's actually really
is.
Annoying.
It's
thinking
just,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. We're just two.
Now I'm thinking about it.
I know. We're just two people that sit here agreeing with each other. It's like an echo chamber, isn't it? What I think? And like, yeah, well, I agree with that. And then we just validate each other.
Exactly.
And go on these weird tangents.
A good podcast would have, like,
conflicting.
Exactly. Do different viewpoints and then, you know, they would discuss. But nope. Yeah. Just,
I mean,
I agree.
Camber,
your ideas are great.
We conflict sometimes until one of us gives up and goes, yeah, you're right.
That's true as
like
well.
With the cat thing.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I think it's fine. And I eventually went, yeah, it's fine. All the tension dissolved. That makes good podcasting.
It's how I win, Cambo. Get you to agree with me. But yeah, it just happens all the time.
Yeah. But again, if you've noticed something that I say a lot, tell me. I'd like to know.
Okay. I will. I mean,
not you. They will. Not you, Nelson. I'm not talking to you. The listener.
Okay. Well, sure. Listeners, write in.
Yeah.
Speaking of writing in,
I get it.
This is a segue.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Yeah. Ask Me Anything is the section we're now moving on to.
Yes.
We have, well, you're going to do Mitch's one.
Yes, I think we're down to one of the last two now. Because people know that he sent in a whole list of questions.
Yeah.
And we've been kind of going through them week by week.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'm actually going to, I had a question in mind. I'm going to change it on you.
Ooh.
Just because we talked about, you know, something similar. But, okay, and I may have to slightly explain. You may know it already, but.
Okay.
Mitch wants to know, in your opinion, what has been the best usage of the stuffed in the fridge trope in films, TVs, comics, literature?
Yes.
Do you know the stuffed in the fridge trope?
I have to admit, I had to look it up.
Yep. Oh, but you then, like, you've...
Yeah. Yeah. But you should...
It's also known as girlfriend in the fridge. As a...
Right.
Same thing, but different explanation.
You should explain it. You'll be better at it.
So the origin of the phrase is from a comic, which is a Green Lantern comic, I think, in which one of the characters, the Green Lantern, had
Green
a girlfriend.
Lantern doesn't seem like a dark...
Well, there's been many Green Lanterns, some more dark than others. But he had a girlfriend, and the motivation for him to kind of go out and seek justice was his girlfriend was murdered and stuffed in a fridge.
Yeah.
And it's a trope which essentially means that a character, normally female character, is nothing more than a motivation, that a character that you kill to motivate someone else to do something.
And it's specifically a shock factor as well, right?
Yeah.
More of a like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like brutally,
but essentially, it's not so much a character as a excuse to use that trope to get something in action.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
What was the actual question? Because I didn't.
Do you have any favorite examples of it?
Ah, okay.
Or I think broadly speaking, can you think of like characters that exist to die to motivate the plot?
Yes, I can only think of one right now off the top of my head, I think, which is in, and it's very close to the end of the film, the movie 7.
Oh, okay, yep.
Where he kills, spoilers, don't really care, he kills the guy's wife, cuts her head off, puts it in a box, and he opens the box, and then kills the murderer, Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I guess that's kind of. It's not. It doesn't really drag because it's literally at the end, and it's just for that one thing. But
I noticed a trend, which is most Mel Gibson movies that he stars in, his girlfriend or his wife dies in that movie. Okay. Lethal Weapon, she dies at the start. The Patriot, I think she's already dead.
Right.
Or maybe she dies. But a lot of Mel, if you watch Braveheart, she dies. If you watch a lot of Mel Gibson movies, a lot of them have the stuffed in the fridge or the girlfriend in the fridge,
right?
In which his partner will die, which will motivate him to then go out and seek justice.
Yeah,
and I think, and I might be wrong, but I think he probably has more films where his partner is dead or dies. Signs is another one. Than he has where his partner is alive.
Right. Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd be annoyed being like cast in one of his films. What am I to his girlfriend? Nope, I'm sorry, I'm not taking this role. I'll be in for the first 20 pages.
Well,
and that's
I remember thinking they've gotten so good at it that they've started pre-killing his wife. In Signs, his wife is already dead. In The Patriot, his wife is already dead. He's just like, we get it now. She's going to be dead. Just kill her already.
Yeah, that's right. Do you say then that this the same circumstance? It's like Batman's parents.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
kind of
though. A little bit. It's stuffed in the fridge is more of like, it's pretty exploitive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the character will be in it enough to emotionally connect and then take them away. Batman's is kind of more of the reason he did absolutely everything, where this is just kind of really just a plot motivator.
Okay.
And they exist for no other reason than to get from one scene to another. They die.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of
it. No, seven's pretty good. But I just wanted to point out that Mel Gibson's wife always dies. It's really weird.
Yeah, that's true. Not in real life.
I'm on to you, Gibson.
You've just tuned in. Because that's how podcast works, right?
Yeah.
don't go worrying about Mel Gibson's wife.
Yeah. Or if you can think of a movie in which Mel Gibson's wife doesn't die, please let me know. Because I honestly cannot think of one right now. Maybe What Women Want.
No, she dies in that.
Oh, yeah, she. He stuffs her in that fridge.
Yeah. He kills her. Okay. That's good. Thanks, Mitch. We've got one more. We'll save that for next week.
Yes.
But I have one here from Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple one.
Yep.
Ugly and live forever, or look attractive and die in a year?
No, ugly and live forever. Oh, actually, would I want to live forever?
No.
Can I be ugly?
See, I'm going attractive and die for a year.
Live forever, can I kill myself?
No.
Ah, yeah, maybe die in a year then.
Nah,
I just want a normal kind of life. Because living kind of forever would be awful.
Attractive and die in a year actually is pretty harsh.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like even like, if you had that slightly longer and the ugly thing wasn't for... Because the problem with this, okay, I've just realized, mm-hmm. is that it's not necessarily that I would hate being ugly,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't want to live forever.
Yeah, no, I'm the exact same. Yeah. I don't care if I'm ugly. I just give me 60 more years or something, you know.
But if there was a... Okay, let's say...
That's what I mean. If I could kill myself, it wouldn't be a problem. When I got sick of life, I'd be like, well, off I go.
Okay, I'm going to say attractive for another. I'm changing the question. Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin.
For another 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Or ugly for 100. Another 100.
Yeah, another 100 years. That's so long.
Mm. I don't think that.
You'd be 100.
You were saying forever is a really long time. And you're still saying 100 years is a really... Because
you would be 128. Are you 28?
What am I? Yeah. 20, yeah. Wait, 27.
How old are you?
I'm either 27 or 28. I think I'm 27.
Like, you'd almost be 130, let's say that.
Yeah.
Your body would be decrepit. Like, do you age as you normally do?
Well, you're ugly, so it doesn't matter. You can't get uglier, okay?
But I'm saying your body tends to live for about 80 to 90 years and it starts slowly breaking down.
Yeah.
By the time you hit 130, would you be able to do anything? It'd probably be a pretty crap life.
I'm going to say that you're still in same physical fitness.
And then you just drop dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me another 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd do that. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really care too much about living that much longer. This sounds really bad.
Send help to Nelson. Send help to Nelson.
As I'm explaining, I'm like, how do I quickly reword this so it doesn't sound like...
What I'm trying to say is, I don't really care if I live or die. I mean, what is life?
Exactly. Although that is kind of my point. But yeah. But yeah, so I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'd just like to be super attractive for, you know, 20 years. See what that's like.
Yeah. And like, again, controversial, but you definitely have a way better life if you're super attractive.
You would. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it shouldn't be that way, but it definitely
is. But it definitely is. Yeah. You would. You basically will, you know, have an ugly, unsuccessful life versus an attractive, successful life. Yeah,
people just like, shit so works. Attractive, just have money.
Yeah, have these, just do this, get this stuff.
Could be an Instagram model. That's a career now.
That's what I'd do, for sure. But I'd be, because I couldn't get unattractive, I would have my sponsor as like Macca's.
Aye, that's true.
And they would pay me heaps as well, because that, man, point. We've got a really fit person eating our product.
Yep.
That's really good
and
PR.
And you could lie to the public being like, I eat it and there's nothing wrong with it. Look at me.
Exactly.
But they don't know that it's some kind of weird curse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Think of all the money you could make.
Well, I know. Yeah. There's one thing we think of.
It's money.
It's money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Have people been paying for this podcast?
Yeah,
I'm concerned that people haven't been paying their money.
The money's about to come in any day now. All right, that's it for Ask Me Anything. Yep. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Mitch. We've been Ask Reddit. Is that a thing people say?
What?
You know, like, we've been, and they say the name of the show, because it's like past tense.
But you said Ask Reddit.
I mean, what's the name of our show?
It's Reddit on Reddit.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said.
The internet's auditory version of Reddit.
I definitely said that. I don't know what you heard.
Quick pad.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Reddit on Reddit. Yep. I did actually say Ask Reddit.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Thinking that was the name of our show. Blatantly forgot.
Yeah. Sorry for all the controversy. Sorry if the audio is a little...
I'm not sorry for the controversy.
Yeah.
You suck it up.
Yeah,
and true. Agree with us.
Because we agree with us.
We definitely agree with each other a lot.
And we tend to say the same jokes a lot. That's like, true. As in, I think of a joke and then you say it. I go, I was going to say that. Or we say it at the same time.
Yeah.
We're essentially the same person.
We are. I know. It's just like a solo person podcast.
If there was a twist in our life that turned out that we are the same person with a split personality, I would probably go, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'd just be like, okay. This could be like a Fight Club thing.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Hey, let us know. If we are the same person and our voice doesn't change, please let us know.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Yep. Oh, Dawson, we're in a different location. I think we should change the ending phrase to be nothing.
No. We're going to do it again because I just told people that that was my catchphrase. So now I have to stick to it.
Fine. Okay, I guess my catchphrase is just
if you would
noise.
Like to write into us.
Oh, yeah.
You can do so at Reddit Podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at Facebook and at Twitter, readitpodcast.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. We'll read you later.